you dealt with, Miss?
Did
you find any colored people to...
Yeah, I talked to,
Aaron, Jim, old man?
Yeah, 94.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was very cooperative. Yeah, well, I know you're busy, so I'll make it as quick as I can. Would you just give me your full name?
James Edwin.
Okay, and your home address?
Woodbine, Georgia.
Okay, and you were born right here?
Well, just a few miles from here. In the county.
Okay, fine. Have you ever lived anywhere for any length of time, anywhere else?
During World War II in the service.
Okay, well that's fine.
Oklahoma mostly.
Oh, yeah.
Tulsa.
Hello, how
are
you doing?
Well,
I can stop it.
You can stop it.
Okay, how old are you?
62. We will be in September.
Alright. And your occupation is county clerk, right?
Right.
And did you go to school right here in Woodbine?
Yes.
Through high school?
Right. Well, I dropped out, but I went back and got my equivalency certificate.
Okay, fine.
I did have a business course. Bookkeeping typing.
Do you know where your parents were born?
Locally, right here in the county.
How about your grandparents?
I believe they were born probably they might have been born right here. I'm not sure about that. My mother's people came up around Tattnall County, Georgia, and my father's people came after they came originally from England, and they came to South Carolina and from there down here.
Oh. Okay, fine. Are you married?
Yes.
And, let's see, did your wife grow up in Woodbine?
No, she was a Floridian.
Oh. Well, that's not far from you, though.
Well, she was actually at home. She was born down in Dade City, Florida, but she was raised in Jacksonville.
Okay, and how far did she get?
High school, she comes out.
Okay, has she ever worked outside of the home?
Yes.
What's she doing?
Clerical work. She's at present, she's working over in a welfare department, social worker.
Okay. These are the questions, then. Just anything that comes to mind is what we're interested in. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, well, I expect to see
it. Afternoon, you mean?
Yes. Okay, and what about the time of day when the sun first appears?
Morning.
Okay, you could say though, I got up this morning before...
Before daylight?
Yeah, and how about an expression that has sun in it?
Sunshine? Oh, you mean before the sun come up?
Uh-huh.
Before sun up.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay, and if it's sun up in the morning, what does it mean?
Sundown, yeah.
Okay. And if there's been a storm, and the rain stops, and the clouds go away, and the sun comes out, to say that the weather is doing what?
Clearing.
Okay. And you have a name for a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Shower.
Okay.
Thunder shower, usually.
And what do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantle.
And what do you call the things that the logs rest on in the fireplace?
And iron.
And what do you call small pieces of wood that you use to start the fire?
Kindling.
And if you have kindling that has lots of fat in it, it's really rich, do you have a separate name for that?
Lightwood.
Okay. And what do you call a place with rod and hangers for hanging up clothes?
You mean clothes, right?